Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of September 2017, and that was just a message from somebody most of us know. This is the 58th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's been raining most of the day, and it's just lightened up a bit, and I'm going to just tootle along the road to a friend who is going to lend me the DVDs of Foyle's War. I really love that series, and I think I'll gain some inspiration from it, from them. So that's what I'm about to tootle off to do. I thought I would record this podcast while I was walking. It's a bit of a busy street, so I'm going to see, not when I say busy, I mean I'm very likely to bump into people I know. So I might be too self-conscious to finish this podcast on the road, so we'll see. And if I don't, I shall attempt to pause it rather than stop it, which is what I seem to usually do. So that's me on this solstice day. It's good to have a little stroll. I had a really big walk this morning. I went up to Knocklofty and did that 7 kilometer one that I did during the surge. And it was great. It was good to do. But it wasn't as easy as, well, easy. It wasn't easy the first time. But it was quite heavy with potential rain this morning. And although it didn't rain very much on me, I could sort of feel the weight of the air around me. Whereas the last time I went, it was very crisp and cool and very good walking weather. But that said, I'm still upright and I'm about to tootle off and have this little walk. It's about 10 minutes each way, and then I shall come back and see if I can upload this. I did make the mistake of downloading my OS 11 onto my iPad, and I think there's a glitch with downloading Dropbox. It's okay uploading, but downloading seems to be difficult. So we'll just see how we go. Just walking down my path. It's very overgrown, so it's a bit wet because it's been raining. It's kind of dripping on myself, but never mind. The end of the road, there are two people going up. One of them's wearing a pink tutu. And the birds are enjoying the fact that it's stopped raining. I live on a very, very long street. Kind of goes down the hill. You'd walk about 10 minutes downhill, and then there's a sort of hollow bit. Then it goes up the hill again to the Greek Orthodox Church where I ring from time to time, and then it goes down again, downhill. And then it goes up a little bit before reaching the main road out of town and to the airport. But I don't have to go up very far to get to the top of it. I don't think how many houses I am up. One, 6 houses up to the corner. I think there must be a party on because I did see the tutu coming up the road, and now I can see somebody coming up the road with a balloon at the intersection below me. There's what we call the train park, and it's got a really lovely big sheltered area as well as a playground, and it's a favourite place for parties. But I must say today it would have been a bit chilly and damp, not the best day for having an outside party. I'm at the top, this letterbox at the top. So this is where I come when I post my letters. It's quite quiet, I suppose. Well, it's 5, and I think the fact that it's been so wet has kept people indoors. I wonder what sort of a day you're having. Often at this time of the year, it's very similar in both hemispheres, very changeable weather. I'm not sure whether it's heading to warmer or to cooler weather. It keeps yo-yoing. Magnolia petals on the ground. It's a bit heavy from the rain. They must have dropped off. I love this bit of road. This is the crescent that has the cafe on it and another cafe at the other end and the post office and a little restaurant at the other end. So the post office being corner shop as well. Gosh, I was looking at this lemon tree over the fence. It has masses of enormous lemons on it. Not that I need any. I still have the 30 or so that I was given the other week. I need to find some lemon recipes. I'm just getting to the place where the taco van stops on Wednesday night, and I rather wish it was tonight as well. I quite like to not have to think about food. I think it's going to be a boiled egg evening. I have to say that I've been faffing today, really not got anything much done. I did do an hour or so at the cafe, but I've been one of those reluctant kind of I don't actually want to do any work today modes, and so I've cut myself a bit of slack, and I guess after the intensity of last week, maybe that's not surprising. I'm nearly at my friend's house now, so I'm going to pause this if I can. Yes, I can. So I shall pause it and then I shall talk to you on the way back. Well, I think I managed that without turning it off. I do hope so. So I've now got this lovely bundle of Foyle's War under my arm. Hours of fun. It's a boxed set. So I think I'll just eke them out a bit. As I was saying to my friend, I'm hoping they'll be useful, but if they're not useful, they will be pleasurable. I wonder what you've been doing today, whether today is a an off day for you, off as in not working, as in doing something different, being part of the weekend, and what was I going to say? I think thinking about my day is that I feel as if I've faffed rather than had a day off, mainly because I hadn't decided before today that today I would have today off. So I've been in that state of having half a mind thinking it should be getting down to things and the other half removing itself from its chair and wandering off and putting bits of jigsaw puzzle in. So I can, of course, really make a decision before the day happens about whether I'll be working or not, and base that not on an ought to, but a positive decision. So I guess what I wish for you and for myself is the ability to make positive decisions about what to do in the day, and how we're going to embrace it. It's a really lovely evening, actually. Well, it's not quite an evening. The sun is, must be setting. It certainly is darkening, but it's still quite light, and it's that time of year where there are very, very new leaves on some of the trees, on the silver birch I'm standing next to. I'm back under the tree that's just lost its magnolia petals. Other trees are just in tight bud. So there's a sort of mixture of that grey and black of bare trees, but that sort of sheen of bright green that is the becoming leaves. I noticed when I looked at my diary that I'd written in that next week was a sabbatical week, but I think given that I've just done the surge and didn't podcast then, that I, although I will treat it as a sabbatical week to some extent, I will nonetheless be continuing to podcast, but it will be a good opportunity to get myself off the internet as much as possible. Oh gosh, it really is. It's a really lovely evening. It makes me want to go up to Knocklofty, but I can't really do that. I'm going to sign off now and hope you have a really lovely weekend, that you do what you've decided to do and enjoy doing it. Feel satisfied by that decision. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I will talk to you again on Monday.